It's my year of breaking limit. Shall we rise up this morning as we begin to appreciate the Lord? Let's give him all the glory and praise. Let's lift up our voices everywhere as we magnify God's name this morning for the privilege he has given us all to be gathered together again in his presence. Let's thank him for the strength and the privilege that he has afforded us to be counted among those that are in the land of the living this morning. Lift up your voice as we begin to appreciate the Lord. Lift up your voice and give God praise. Father, we are grateful unto you. Thank you because you have preserved and sustained us. We slept and we awoke was because you sustained us. Father, we are here this morning to celebrate your holy name. We are here to indeed, you are the one who has brought us forth. Thank you, Jesus. It's not by power nor by might that we are standing here this morning. We are numbered among the living because of your grace. Father, we are here to give you all the glory and praise. Thank you for the strength that you have given everyone everywhere for standing before you this morning. We are here again to celebrate your faithfulness. Now lift up your voice and begin to thank God for all the benefits that is accruable today. Thank him because we know he daily loads us with benefits and he has loaded us again today with benefits. Father, we thank you for all the things that you have loaded into our lives and destiny this morning. Thank you for this great privilege again to depopulate the kingdom of darkness and devastate all their operations and to populate the kingdom of light and advance your kingdom. Father, we thank you this morning because every prayer item that we shall be offering in this place this morning all will return with answers. Let's thank him for the supply of a spirit of grace and supplication to advance the cause of his kingdom this morning. Father, we thank you because all our prayers this morning will return with answers as you engrace us afresh with the spirit of grace and supplication to be effectual on the prayer altar this morning. Father, we are grateful unto your holy name. Thank you because we know that all together for everyone this morning in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's invite the praise team.
We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, we give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful, you are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful, you are worthy, oh Lord. We give
Lord, we thank you, Jehovah Almighty. your name. We thank you, Jehovah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you,
Jehovah Almighty.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah
Almighty.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. For all you've done for us. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We lift your name on high. King of glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, to you, Lord. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Somebody rejoice. To you, Daddy. Receive all the glory. And share of this, receive all the power. King of glory, receive all the praise and adoration forever. Father, to you, to you, Daddy. Oh, to you, Daddy. Be adored. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, to you. Celebrate, 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 hey, and adoration forever. Father, to you, hey, to you, Daddy, for all you've done for us, be out of power, hey, and adoration forever. Jesus, to you, for all the healings, deliverance, for all the salvations you've wrought, yeah, and adoration forever. Jesus, to you, hey, to your name, oh, to you, Lord, hey, and adoration forever. Jesus, to you, hey, all the glory,
Jesus, a big hand of praise, and please be seated. We shall be rising up shortly to commence our intercession with this prayer of thanksgiving by saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper supernatural breakthrough by your word. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, it said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them, they shall not be small, and I will glorify them, they shall not be few. Let's rise on our feet this morning together as we pray this prayer from the depth of us, saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper supernatural breakthrough by your word. Someone is appreciating God this hour. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper supernatural breakthrough by your word. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of gratitude. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have come with a heart of gratitude this morning for drafting abiding multitudes, unprecedented multitude across the world, across the globe, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the sent word. Thank you for the sent word guaranteeing supernatural breakthrough in our services yesterday. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper supernatural breakthrough by your word, by the sent word, by the right word, by your word in season. Thank you for the supernatural breakthrough in our businesses, in our career, in all our endeavors. Thank you. Is somebody appreciating him this morning? Lift up your voice and give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. God deserves your voice of appreciation this morning. God deserves your voice of thanksgiving this morning, releasing those amazing keys to supernatural breakthrough in your career, in your businesses, or in your vocation. Thank him this morning from the depth of your heart. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper supernatural breakthrough in businesses, supernatural breakthrough in careers and all our vocation and endeavors. Father, we thank you. Even by the sent word, you did it. We have come with a heart of gratitude this morning, acknowledging your faithfulness. Indeed, you drafted unprecedented multitudes in our services yesterday. All of our online worshipers, oh God, we appreciate you, God, for drafting them across the viewing centers, across the nations of the world. Father, thank you. Thank you this morning. Somebody stay thanking him. Thank him in understanding. Thank him in the Holy Ghost. Thank him, everyone, everywhere this morning, appreciating the faithfulness of God. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper supernatural breakthrough by your word. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. Lift up your voice this morning. Celebrate the faithfulness of God. God drafted unprecedented multitudes in our services yesterday across the nations of the earth. Is someone still giving him glory? Give him glory this morning. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. Father, thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Be seated and give the Lord a big hand of praise.
At this point, we are rising to pray, saying, Father, we decree the shattering of the powers of darkness out to resist the entrance of the gospel across a harvest field all through this prophetic season. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, Paul said, the gods of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. Let's rise and pray this morning. Now, Father, we decree the shattering of the powers of darkness out to resist the entrance of the gospel across a harvest field all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, we are in a revival. Lift your voice, therefore, deal with the opposition. so as to sustain our possessions. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the shattering of all the powers of darkness, whatever may be representing them, whatever the oppressions may be. This morning we issue out a decree that every power of darkness be shattered off the way across the harvest fields. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we decree the shattering of the powers of darkness out to resist the entrance of the gospel across the harvest fields all through this prophetic season. Today, even this week, every power of darkness out to resist the entrance of the gospel of Christ across the harvest fields, you are shattered, you are taken off the way by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus. The veils of covering, the scales of blindfolding are hereby cleared off the way for the gospel to gain access and entrance into the heart of our targets, into the heart of our contacts across our harvest fields all over the world. Lift your voice, engage right now, praying a prayer that God will honor. We are asking God today and all through this prophetic season to clear off every blindfolding of the forces of hell against the entrance of the gospel across the harvest fields. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree the shattering of the powers of darkness out to resist the entrance of the gospel of Christ across the harvest fields all through this prophetic season. We say no to them, and because whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, we bind their oppressions today and we command them immobile, we command them impotent. We decree they shall not stand and they shall not prevail. In the name of Jesus, we shatter every power of darkness out to resist the entrance of the gospel across the harvest fields all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice. You are engaging in warfare this morning. Issue a decree in faith. Let your confidence be ripe. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we stand on the authority of your word this morning and we decree the shattering of the powers of darkness out to resist the gospel of Christ, out to resist the entrance of the light of your gospel across the harvest fields all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, God is hearing your voice. Engage some more this morning. Lift your voice, cry out in faith. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree the shattering of the powers of darkness out to resist the entrance of the gospel of Christ across the harvest fields all through this prophetic season. Your labor will not be in vain. My labor will not be in vain. Therefore, lift up your voice and pray against every opposition to the gospel of Christ across the harvest fields. Let's shatter them. Let's clear them of the way as we issue out this decree. You shall decree a thing, the Bible says, it shall be established unto you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your holy child, we decree the shattering of all the powers of darkness out to resist the entrance of the gospel of Christ across the harvest fields. Lord, we clear them off and we decree massive, massive, massive impact of the gospel of Christ across the harvest fields all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, somebody's engaging. Be fervent in the spirit. Issue out this decree this morning. In the name above every other name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree the shattering of the powers of darkness out to resist the entrance of the gospel of Christ across the harvest fields all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, they shall not stand today. They shall not stand this week. They shall not stand this prophetic season. Lift your voice. Lift your hand. Let's appreciate God this morning. He answers prayers, and our prayers have been answered this morning. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Amen. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise and be seated in God's presence.
Next, we shall be praying. Father, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 10. Moreover, we appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them that they may dwell in their own place and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them as before time. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge, thereby abide here for life. Lift up your voice this morning and let us pray unto our God, our Father. We pray unto you this morning. cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge, thereby abide here for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. In the name of Jesus, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them that they may dwell in their own place. Father, upon this one we stand this morning, cause all our new converts and new members, oh Lord, to see this church as their own city of refuge. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thereby abide here for life. Lift up your voice. Pray unto our God this morning. Father, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. Lift up your voice. Pray from the depth of your heart this morning. Let's pray a prayer that must be answered today. Pray with confidence. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. In the name of Jesus, Father, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. Let everyone hear your voice of intercession this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Our Father, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. In the name of Jesus, Father, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge, thereby abide here for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice, engage the name of Jesus this morning and pray for all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. Our Father, we lift up our voices before you this morning and we pray in the name of Jesus, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. In the name of Jesus, and they shall move no more. We are praying, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Pray unto our God this morning. Heaven must hear us today. Our Father, we are praying, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. In the name of Jesus, cause them, O Lord, to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. Let heaven hear you. Lift up your voice. Pray in faith this morning. Pray with confidence. Pray from the depth of your heart. Our Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them that they may dwell in their own place and move no more. Our Father, we pray, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them abide here for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no one shall be able to pluck them out by the authority in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. Lift up your voice and give him thanks. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
We again rise to pray and we'll be saying, Father, continue to send your word in exceeding dimensions all through this prophetic season, leading to explosive growth of this church. Amen. In Acts 6:7, and the word of God increased, the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voices. Father, continue to send your word in exceeding dimensions all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth of this church. Lift up your voice as we pray together this morning. Everywhere, Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send your word in exceeding dimension. Continue to send your word in exceeding dimension all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth of this church. Lift up your voice. Ensure your heart is engaged as we are praying this prayer. Father, continue to send your word, the right word, the word in season, in exceeding dimension all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth of this church. Lift up your voice everywhere. Ensure your heart and your faith is engaged as we are praying this prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send your word in exceeding dimension all through this prophetic season. Send your word in exceeding dimension all through this prophetic season. Father, send your word. Continue to send your word in exceeding dimension all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth of this church, leading to the explosive growth of this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send your word, your right word, your word in season, in exceeding dimension, all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth of this church, leading to the explosive growth of this church. Lift up your voice, ensure your heart and your faith is engaged as we pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send your word in exceeding dimension all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth of this church, leading to the explosive growth of this church. Father, this is our heart desire. We pray according to the authority of your word. In the name of Jesus, continue to send your word in exceeding dimension all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth of this church, leading to the explosive growth of this church. Father, continue to send your word in exceeding dimension. Continue to send your word in exceeding dimension all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth, massive and explosive growth of this church. Lift up your voice, engage your heart, engage your faith, ensure that heaven is registering your voice everywhere you are. Lift up your voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send your word in exceeding dimension all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth of this church, leading to the explosive, massive growth of this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send your word in season, your word, your right word in exceeding dimension all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth of this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send your life-transforming word, your word in season, in this season, in the name of Jesus, in exceeding dimension, all through this prophetic season, leading to explosive growth of this church. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, continue to send your word in exceeding dimension, in exceeding dimensions, all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth of this church. Lift up your voice everywhere. Ensure heaven is registering your voice of intercession. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us your word in exceeding dimension all through this prophetic season, leading to the explosive growth of this church. Lift up your hands. Give God quality thanks. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Please put those wonderful hands together for Jesus and you may take your seat.
Next, we shall be rising to pray. This time we're saying, Father, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3, it says that those that are wise will shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices as we pray? Father,
grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. Remember, he that winneth souls is wise. Father, on the authority of your word this morning, we say, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Lift your voice and pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with faith in your heart. Pray with confidence in your God. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week. Let the wisdom from above be made available to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. We call upon you today. You said, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Our Father, on the authority of your word, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. We call upon you this morning. Our eyes are upon you today. We are asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. We call upon you today, Father. We are asking for the endowment of wisdom. We are asking for the release of wisdom, the wisdom from above, to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Are you praying that prayer? Pray from your heart. Engage your faith as you call upon the name of the Lord. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. We call upon you today. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, grant supernatural wisdom, the wisdom from above, to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, everyone, O Lord, among us on the harvest field, we are asking that you will grant them supernatural wisdom this week. Grant every one of us on the harvest field, O Lord, supernatural wisdom this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your voice and pray. Engage your heart, engage your faith. Pray with confidence and with full assurance. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. We call upon you today. Our eyes are upon you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Are you praying that prayer? Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with faith in your heart. Pray with confidence in your God. Our Father, grant supernatural wisdom to every soul winner among us this week, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Lift your hand, lift your voice, and glorify God this morning. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
Next, we shall be rising up to pray, and this time around, we shall be praying our personal supplication. We have the opportunity to go before God and give expression to our heart desires. As we do so this morning, we shall return with answers in Jesus' name. Whether they be matters concerning the ongoing operation, matters of the kingdom, personal issues, whatever it may be. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible says, be anxious about nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. Please rise upon your feet. wherever you may be, and begin to speak unto the Lord concerning those issues right now, beginning with thanksgiving. Pray confidently, pray in faith. Remember, you are praying to a prayer answering God. You are not praying into storage. You are praying to receive answers and receiving them even now. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are connected. Make sure you are taking advantage of this moment right now. Now begin to thank God for answered prayers today. Thank Him and praise Him and bless Him. Give Him glory. God has heard, He has answered. Father, we thank You for answered prayers even today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Again this morning in this service, it is testimony time. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. Please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies. Number one, supernatural change of levels. I returned from Dubai and things were not working as expected. I rededicated my life because I had backslidden and I began to key into every prophetic instruction from the altar. When Operation Come and See was declared, I keyed into it. and I got the required 3 souls established in the church. I was happy I could do that because I had never done that my whole life. Then came Operation Push, which I engaged vigorously, and God helped me to win 5 souls and also got them established. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand. Yet it seemed like nothing was happening, but I kept working, taking care of my converts' needs with money, clothes, foodstuffs, and paying for transportation fare with joy, though I was still jobless. Then my heaven opened. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I came back from church on Sunday. I was on my way out before the Holy Spirit instructed me to check my mail. Lo and behold, a mail came from the company of my dream, which is ranked among the best 100 companies to work for in the world. And they asked me to send my Skype address for an interview, and the interview was conducted on Monday, immediately after the covenant hour of prayer. I passed the interview. Amen. I was offered a mouth-watering package of free meals, insurance, accommodation, transportation, laundry, air ticket with a pay rise of over 100% over my previous job. Indeed, the God of my father, Bishop Oyedepo, is a rewarder and not a robber of those who diligently serve him. And the testifier is Solomon I. Let's glorify God with a big hand again. Number 2, miracle triplets through prophetic contact. I got married in 2014 and trusted God for the fruit of the womb. In the year 2016, I was invited to this church for Covenant Day of Fruitfulness. So I came to church with 3 baby clothes as point of contact. While the service was going on, I told God that I would return home with 3 babies. In 2017, I was confirmed pregnant. Amen. Today, the 3 children I asked for are here and they are all boys. God did this for me at the age of 50, and I give God all the glory. A big, big hand for the Lord. And the testifier is Virginia Indiribe. For these amazing testimonies, please join me, rise to your feet, and let's together give God quality thanks and praise for his visitation.
Shall we lift up our 2 hands and give God thanks this morning for those amazing testimonies? Lerush Kamalo Salet, Lezia Zozaruya, Bakelalo Teprotia. We give you thanks, Jesus. Would you give him thanks for answered prayers this morning? He had you also. Your personal desires are delivered. Would you give him thanks for hearing us as a body? In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. All the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. Would you lift up your 2 hands? Jesus, I want to hear from you this morning. Open this working week with me, to me, with a word from heaven. I want to hear from you. Your word of grace, your word of power. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Lord Jesus, we are here at your feet. Let no one return from this covenant hour of prayer without a word from you. Amen. Thank you for another working week. Thank you for this week of our business breakthrough testimonies. Thank you for this bumper harvest week. Amen. Thank you for life-changing encounter week. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's my year of breaking limits. Please get seated. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Revival all through Bible history and our contemporary times It's a season of divine opportunities for dramatic change of story, both for the Church of Christ and for the people of God who are genuinely dedicated to the move of the Spirit. A season of divine opportunities. You go to the seashore and you find the waves come, waves after waves. But every wave coming from the sea comes along with some treasures. Amen. They don't come empty. They come with treasures. And those who desire those treasures, just step in and pick them. They are for free. Amen. So is the move of the Spirit. It comes in waves. And when it comes along with diverse opportunities. We are here in this season of revival. May no one miss the opportunities reserved for him or her in this season. Amen. Habakkuk prayed, "Revive thy work, O God." And in the midst of the year, in the midst of the years, make known thy power. In wrath, remember mercy. So among the opportunities is the raw manifestation of the power of God. In dealing with issues of our life and in bringing multitudes into the kingdom. And so everlasting mountains are leveled. Perpetual heels are cleared off. And then many find their way to their high places as they engage. The Lord becomes your strength. He makes you feel like hands feet, and it gets you up upon your high places. And those are the testimonies we are having. Dramatic change of level. Dramatic change of story. So every revival comes along with the raw manifestation of the power of God and massive salvation of souls. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will save. Now, we said that a revival is a manifestation of divine visitation, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. And so, we saw the covenant, the message of the covenant in Malachi chapter 3 came suddenly into his temple. His name is who? The Holy Ghost. And then in Acts chapter 2, he came suddenly. Praise God. You know, he shall sit as a refiner's fire, and you don't mess up around him. And so he brought down Ananias and Sapphira for trying to corrupt the move of the Spirit. And we saw when he came, first he demonstrated that he came as the Lord of the harvest. Got 3,000 people saved first day. And the next report in Acts 4:4, 5,000 got saved. In Acts chapter 5, verse 12, multitude of men and women got saved. Praise God. And we saw him reap the harvest of two towns at a time. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw this sick man called Aeneas and turned to the Lord. So one capital proof of every revival is massive salvation of souls. Not great teachings. Not reading from Hebrews and Greek and Aramaic. Massive salvation of souls. Every divine visitation results in massive salvation of souls. And then, as mentioned earlier, every revival is accompanied with the raw manifestation of the power of God. So we saw the crippled man at the beautiful gate. Got healed with perfect soundness as God began to demonstrate his power through Apostle Paul. Peter. And from that healing came 5,000 people that received the word. Because that was the result we had in Acts 4:4. And then we saw the raw power of God made manifest through Peter in Acts chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. And by the hands of the apostles, okay, in so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and coaches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, everyone. Raw manifestation of the power of God. Amen. Amen. And the people with one accord gave heed to the things that Philip preached, hearing and saying the miracles which he did. Hearing. And the people with one accord, Acts 8:6, gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and saying the miracles which he did. Raw manifestation of the power of God, which is behind the dramatic change of story of God's people. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, there might not be fruit in the vine, the fruit of the olive my faith. That, my son said, he kept engaging. Operation Come and See, Operation Push. He kept engaging. Brought 3 souls into the kingdom and followed them up in the first operation. Brought 5 souls in the second. God said, this boy won't let me go. He opened the heavens over his life. Although the fig tree may not blossom the first time, the second time, keep engaging with joy and rejoicing. And suddenly, the heavens opened. Said the Lord shall make you feel like hinds feet. And he shall make you walk upon your high places. So every revival is a divine, it's a season of divine opportunities, both for the church and the individual engaging believer. Everybody has a change of story package ready for him or her in a revival. And
the end product is supernatural church growth. Supernatural church growth. And so in Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, the word of God increased, the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 2 verse 47, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 13 and 44, almost the whole city came together to hear the word at the church the next Sabbath. Every true revival will always culminate in the supernatural growth of the church. And that's why we are praying for the church of Christ across the globe to experience a wave of the Spirit, the kind we have never experienced before, so that life can return to every assembly. Multitudes can be saved and establishing the faith. Among other things, engaging with the move of the Spirit engenders healing, health, and wholeness. Healing, health, and wholeness. They were healed, everyone. That man had perfect soundness. Healed everyone. So no engaging believer is allowed to remain with any sickness or disease in his life. Because the word says, every branch in me that bears fruit, it keeps fit. So you can keep bearing more fruit. John 15, 1 and 2. The word says, now we are ambassadors of Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ. Reconciling the world back to God. And in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 17, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is healthy. Healthy. If you are involved in praying for souls to be saved, you are involved in reaching out to souls for salvation, you are involved in ensuring that souls are preserved in the kingdom, you are entitled to healthy living. You are a fruit-bearing branch. It becomes your personal physician, and you are entitled to healthy living. Please understand that. That every faithful ambassador is entitled to healthy living. Who is an ambassador? Everyone with the ministry of reconciliation, and that's everyone that's born again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. If any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away, all things have become new. And all these things are of God, who have reconciled us to Jesus Christ and has given us, all of us who are born again, the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. To the end that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and has committed into our hands, every believer, the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ on this earth. Amen. We are ambassadors. And every faithful ambassador is entitled to healthy living. One of our young persons here went to God in the course of this ongoing revival, which began 2015. He said, Lord, for these four reasons, sickness has no right to abide in my system. 1, 2, 3, 4. He cleared it off. God cleared that disease off. Amen. One of our daughters in the outreach office had her two legs were swollen, had a chest problem, but she came out. Got the blessing, went out. Legs back to shape. This is last week, not last year. Amen. Every faithful ambassador. You still remember the testimony of the individual with elephantiasis and with a boil in the nose? Jesus cleared the two same day. The two legs crashed. The ugly thing in the nose gave way. Same day.
Every faithful ambassador is entitled to healing, health, and wholeness. Too many treasures in a revival. Too many treasures to catch in a revival. The truth is, you'll never be stagnated anymore in your life. Amen. Your family will never be stagnated anymore. Amen. Your business assumes a new status right now. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because seeking God first and His kingdom entitles us to all other things being added for free. All other things being added for free. Jesus is Lord. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Well, our ministry is blessed with diverse encounters from time to time. 23 years ago, 6th of July, 1997, the Lord said to me, "Don't you toy with this pulpit. It is serving a generation. It's a factor for a worldwide awakening. Don't you toy with this pulpit. It is serving a generation. It's a factor for a worldwide awakening." I've set you as a shepherd over a generation. As you pastor this one church, the world will become your parish. Because I've appointed you to serve your generation. "Stay over this church with me," he said, "as we begin to reap the overripe harvest of the world together." I was in my room, and I said, "Today is 60. There was something he said on the 60th. So I checked it out. Quoted verbatim. So what is happening is not anybody's expertise. It's divine agenda. Hallelujah. That the world is listening to a prayer meeting. I'm praying along across all the continents of the earth. It's divine agenda coming through. It would be a waste of time for anybody to be angry with that. You see trailer coming, clear the road. Praise God. Hallelujah. Never on merit. It's God who walks through asses. That's at work. Humbling God. Has it ever happened before? I don't know. But everything that happens on this pulpit spans the world. At the same time, there is no language or speech where the voice is not heard. Their lives run swiftly. For there is no speech. Come on now, go to verse 3. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out. It's gone out through all the earth and their world to the end of the world. And them as he set a tabernacle for the sun. Awesome God. This is God at work in the midst of ordinary people. This is God using ordinary dust to accomplish his purpose. This microphone does not owe us, we don't owe it any thanks. Amen. Amen. It's just bought to do what he's doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, it is the voice that goes through the microphone. That's the messenger, not the microphone. Awesome God. 23 years ago, I still could remember where he was speaking to me. The world, how? What are you going to say to them? So he's the one speaking to them. Stand to your feet. You know what that means? There is no prophetic word that has come your way this time and in this commission. That's not ordained for accomplishment. Amen. Amen. Lift up your two hands and receive grace to maximize the treasures that accompany this revival as an individual. Come on now. Ask God for grace to maximize the treasures that accompany this revival. We have 3 weeks more to go, sir. 3 weeks more to go, and then we are 26th of July. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. You know what it means for souls to be saved from across the six continents in a service? Only God can do that. Man, only God. What are you preaching? Only God. Only God. You know what it means to get people saved on Twitter? Only God. You know what it means for souls to be won now every day, every week, across six continents of the world or seven continents? Only God. The hardest nations of the world are tuning in. Praise God. Only God. Only God. I want to see God in the center of these things. Yes. Don't see a man in there. He said, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. What we have now, I'm working here, is God in the midst of us. God in the midst of us. God in the midst of us. If you think I'm the one, you are missing it. If you think it's an opportunity and a chance that just came, you are missing it. It's a divine agenda. Glory to God. One very respected leader said to me, we follow the pillars in our ministry. Outside of this country, I meet your voice in the body of Christ. They do it right for anybody to follow? No, we're just following it. And since they saw God in it, they began following. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know how many pastors around the world today who listen to what we say first before they go to go and deliver what God has for their people? God is in the midst of us. Yes. Whatever God can do cannot remain an obstacle in your life. Therefore, expect that before this revival, midst of the year revival season is over, your everlasting mountains are over. Amen. They are leveled out. Amen. Your perpetual hills are leveled out. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what happens. Lift up your two hands. Speak to the weak as we leave this morning. You are right in the center of a divine agenda. Lift up your two hands and speak to the weak. It's your week of bumper harvest, your week of breakthrough in business testimonies, your week of testimonies.
Make your decrees as you speak to the weak. Make your decrees as you speak to the weak, being fully assured that as you are declaring it, God is delivering it. Lift your voice and now begin to thank him. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to glorify him for the answer. Thank him because the weak is speaking. Even as you have declared, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.